1, 2, 3.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. 98FM Lowdown. With Persil Wonder Wash Sensitive Liquid Detergent. Gentle next to skin in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
And right now, getting you up to date with all things entertainment with Showbiz Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got some TV news for you today.
Oh, give it to us.
So Agatha Christie's Seven Dials drops to Netflix today. It stars Helena Bonham Carter, Mia McKenna-Bruce and Martin Freeman. So
stellar lineup.
Stellar lineup. I was actually on the red carpet the other day chatting to the cast.
Is this what you were doing over in London?
That's what I was doing. Nah. And also 28 years later, The Bone Temple.
Of course.
We were very busy, we were. But yeah, that drops to Netflix today. There's going to be clips going out on the 98FM social. So keep your eyes peeled on that. But it's a 90 and 20 murder mystery, and it only has 3 episodes.
Oh,
there's scandal, there's twists. So yeah, if you're looking for something to watch over the next few days, that's for you.
Okay, that's your recommendation. Thank you for that. I absolutely will.
Next up in TV news, also, this gal is making her acting debut.
That's just the way life goes. I like to slam doors closed.
Gracie Abrams having like a moment right now, isn't she?
She really is. And that song is just so beautiful. I actually cannot wait to see her acting because she is adding actress to her CV. She has landed a role in A24's film called Please. The film is being written and directed by Baby Girl director Helena Rain. And there's no plot details yet, but it's said to be a period female drama with edgy romance.
Oh, okay. Now, obviously with Gracie Abrams, not to kind of, you know, associate people with their partners, but we naturally do, okay?
Yeah.
Paul Mescal is her fella.
And he's also an actor.
And he's also an actor. How do we think he's going to feel about this?
I know, because it's kind of like, oh, you're jumping lanes right now. You're
completely
in my world.
Mm.
And we don't know the rest of the cast, but imagine if he was in it as well and they were like playing love interest or something. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh my goodness. Let's hope they don't break up.
Mid-filming?
Mid-filming.
And they have to wear a face.
Well, this is really interesting now, and I wonder, is there a thing between them where they're actually maybe going to work something out to act together eventually? If she's wanting to come into this world, never
that
say never.
That would be amazing.
We'd all love to see it.
Or if he could star in one of her music videos.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Then he can be in her world as well.
And the crossover continues.
Fingers crossed, girl. It's going to happen in the future. Next up, Matthew McConaughey has officially trademarked this iconic catchphrase.
All right.
Trademarked it.
But that's not all. He's also trademarked several other signature audio and video elements tied to his persona, including a 7-second clip of him standing on a porch.
Okay.
A 3-second clip of him sitting in front of a Christmas tree.
Wow.
And his other iconic phrase also.
You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Of course. Brilliant. Trademark them. Why?
So this is to protect his voice and likeness from unauthorized AI use.
Ah.
So people can actually like sell products and all that kind of stuff with actors' images and actors' voices without even getting their permission.
Which is so scary that this is the world that we're living in. And especially now for actors likes of Matthew, you know, like the fact that people can do anything with your content that's out there in the world for everyone to seemingly enjoy, but this is what's happening. He has to protect himself because people are doing it.
It's literally so scary. Leanne, like, I'd get onto it if I was you. Like, you need to trademark your voice.
That's my saying, though. It's just my voice. Like,
just trademark. Trademark the whole thing, Leanne. Get on it.
I'll have to protect myself.
You have to do it. And then finally, 2026 could be the year we get to see this gal hit the stage.
Please don't stop the music.
Okay, I'll hold the phone, right? Okay, because yesterday on the Lowdown, we were talking about the fact that Rihanna was maybe thinking about baby number 4, and we're happy for her. She's a woman of the children and her family as well, number one. But what's the turnaround now in 24 hours about?
Absolute 360. Today, it was reported that she's actually planning a music comeback and not a baby. So according to insiders, she started planning the tour in August and it will include a string of London shows. That's literally the only information of locations that we have so far. So hopefully she comes to Dublin. But going by the track record, no one seems to be coming to Dublin anymore,
what's
Leanne?
The story with that? Like, come on. She had penciled in London gigs previously. And
didn't
they get cancelled for some reason?
Because she got pregnant.
Of course. Yeah. It's Rihanna. Of course that's the reason. So now she's kind of just like putting them back on the road now.
Pretty much. Okay. So fingers crossed, she holds off on the pregnancy and we finally get these shows.
I mean, look, are we holding out hope?
Well, it is the 10th anniversary of her last turn album. So if she was going to announce something, this would be the month
it might happen.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Now, I feel like at this point in society, we have all heard of the name, turn the phrase, Karen. I'm so sorry to the Karens who were listening this morning. If you are describing someone as a bit of a Karen, essentially what it means is that you're a bit entitled, maybe a bit demanding in your ways as well. For the Karens who are hearing this, I know you're probably defensive. You're probably like, this doesn't describe me at all. Why? Why has this phrase been coined with my name? Well, Karen, listen. It's your turn to move over now because Gen Z have decided it is time for a new name to ask for the manager. And this time, it's not a woman.
The male version of Karen has apparently been chosen. Now, we know the name Karen has been used to describe a certain type of person, right? It's a person who likes to complain and cites rules and how things are not following the rules.
Get on with it.
Gen Z, no, this is good. Gen Z, these young people who were born between 1997 and 2012 had decided that the male Karen is David.
Yes!
David! Now, my personal opinion, all the Davids that I know are very, very nice people. And even if we think of the celebrities by the name of David, we love them all as well. Like this one.
Here we go. Pivot! Pivot! Pivot!
David Schwimmer, of course. And what about this, David?
I think it's important for me to make time to train because it makes me feel good and it sets me up for the day.
Oh, we love David Beckham as well. And how could we forget? Possibly our favourite David of all time.
What about that? Is anything more beautiful than that? Fantastic.
Oh, we adore you, David Attenborough. So I'm not really feeling the David, if I'm honest. Now, if you are by the name of David listening right now to 98FM, well, how do you feel about this? Honestly, would you kind of agree? Are you the sort of person to go and run for a manager? Do you have maybe excessive demands? Yeah. Or are you in complete denial and you hate the fact that now you are the male version of a Karen? And 100 grand... I mean, imagine the things you would spend that on, because I have no doubt that for 2026, you have got some big plans in store, and rightly so as well, because I feel like, you know, the start of a year, the month of January, everyone is kind of wanting to make the most of the year. And whether that is planning something extraordinary, or maybe, you know, kind of just setting yourself up in a different mindset to achieve some big things, like maybe getting a tattoo or getting a dog to finally starting that side hustle, or maybe a passion project you have in mind. It does seem like a lot of people are looking for a fresh start in 2026. This is according to a survey by travel agent TUI. So they have said that 8 in 10 say that they are fed up with always playing it safe. More than half of people then admitting that they wish they took more risks. I'm a bit like this, right? Because I had a moment last week where I thought to myself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get another ear piercing. Now, for context, right, I have just my lobes pierced since my communion. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a big, brave girl now for 2026 and I'm going to get literally the second piercing in my lobe. Nothing scary, nothing wild. So tell me why I stood outside that place for the guts of 15 minutes trying to convince myself to go in. I couldn't do it. I am very much someone who stays in the comfort zone. 9 times out of 10. Love to play it safe. But I do wish I took a bit more risks as well. So whether it is booking a once-in-a-lifetime trip or maybe picking up a new hobby or learning a new language, we should be a bit more like this, I think, for 2026. for you in your life, do you describe yourself as a risk taker? Or are you a bit more like me? Nothing wrong with it, I don't think personally. But if you are that risk taker, what is the biggest, boldest move that you have made? Was it planned as well? Had you this in the works all along? You knew you were going to do it for some time? Or was it something you did on a whim? Go on, you. Oh, so bold.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.